Hey everybody, it is January 25th, 2021, and you're listening to Dawn Chanel and Akiana's Lip Smacking Podcast. Thank you so much for your support. We're looking forward to having a good show tonight with some hot topics from Akiana. Please don't forget, we do have ways where you can communicate with us by using the message icon right here on the Anchor Podcast. We are also available on other podcast platforms as well, things like Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, and many, many more. All right, let's go ahead and get this show started. We're going to go ahead and let Akiana give us a little hot topic news.
Sad to announce that television legend Larry King passes away at the young age of 87. We were all saddened by this news. Larry's teams announced that he had passed away at Cedars-Sinai Hospital on Saturday. Cause of death has not been released yet. Reports did say that about a few weeks ago, he was admitted into the hospital because he did test positive for COVID-19. Again, I don't know how true that is. We just know that we're saddened that he has passed away, and many condolences to his close friends and family at this time. Speaking of everybody being a human and all bleeding the same blood, and it does not matter what you are, fans are going crazy. So there is this Disney star. Her name is JoJo. I hope I don't butcher her name. I'm going to say Siwa. She came out as gay. She made a video, She went viral. Not that she wasn't already viral, because she's like this Disney star. She did a TikTok called Born This Way. Now, she is known for her oversized bowls. Every store I go in, at the register or in the middle aisles, there's always these big, big, huge bows. And I know that they're hers because they're in every single store everywhere. So she's known for this super cute girly image. She has hearts all over her face. She's known for neon colors and colorful hair. Well, one of the fans posted, "All jokes aside, JoJo coming out is super fucking brave considering she's primarily in children's entertainment and has the potential to piss off a lot of parents and the network she's with, etc. But it's fucking cool for that reason. I think it's brave of her because this is her true self. This is her identity. And she should not have to hide who she is. She's entertaining your children. That does not mean when she goes home or offset, she leaves that makeup on her face in those oversized bows. She is an individual and she's providing a service, and the service is entertainment for your children. Again, it shouldn't matter that she is gay. I also think it's cool that her cousin gave her a shirt that says best period, gay period, cousin period ever period. I think that is so, so cool. So somebody had also tweeted, "I've known for a long time and this is the happiest I have ever seen you. You're absolutely glowing and I'm so proud of the woman you're becoming and I love you." JoJo replies, "I love you so much." True bravery and congratulations on coming out. It's a big step, a powerful and bold step, and more people need to be their true selves. That's all I have to say. Okay, we got a supposedly flirt alert. It looks like Kourtney K, which is Kourtney Kardashian, which is the oldest member of the Kardashian sisters, it looks like she is dating Travis Barker. I think they make a really, really cute couple. I've never really seen her do the whole black guy thing, which her sisters jumped on the bandwagon. And she's kind of just doing her own thing. That makes her stand out from the other sisters, is she's never been afraid to do her own thing. But if her and Travis are officially dating, I think that's cute because I personally think they would make a cute couple. They kind of offset each other. He's this real edgy and she's chic and modern, and I don't know. I think it's cute. Anyways, a hot couple allegedly alert. how low do you have to be to get pulled over and use somebody else's identity? Let me reverse that. How low do you have to be to get pulled over, not only use somebody else's identity, but your own damn brother? Dude, that is some low ass shit. We just gonna dig right into this story. So, okay, do you guys know who El DeBarge is? That's a household name. Even if you don't listen to R&B music, you know who El DeBarge is because you've heard the name before. Okay, back in the day, El DeBarge's brother, Chico DeBarge, came out with a song, like a one-hit wonder, but everybody was going crazy because they were like, oh my God, he just got out of jail, look at those muscles, and he's a singer, blah, blah, blah. Moving on. Okay, so singer Chico DeBarge, which is the brother of the famous El DeBarge, of the legendary group, the DeBarge family, has been charged for drug possession and false impersonation for allegedly pretending to be his brother, James DeBarge, during a traffic stop. That's like, I'd rather somebody steal my identity and pretend to be me versus my own family member doing it to me. According to the reports, Chico was pulled over in Burbank, California, for driving with his headlights off earlier this month. The vehicle also didn't have a license plate. He allegedly didn't have his driver's license on him, but told police he was James DeBarge. He reportedly had two women in the car with him when police found methamphetamines and heroin on him while conducting a search. He was taken into custody and correctly identified as himself, not his brother, when he got booked. An addiction is a terrible thing, and Chico has been battling this for a long time. I'm not sure why they haven't put him in rehab. I don't know that they haven't. I don't know that they have. I just know that his ass ain't there now because he's running around Burbank portraying to be his brother. That's all I'm saying. Chico, this shit is not cool. That is a low down thing to do, to portray being your brother. Go get some professional help. Now that Biden is officially in office, he is making, you know, he's making some changes. I've been seeing a few things. One of the things that caught my attention was he reversed the transgender military ban. Now, the Obama administration, in which Biden was the vice president then, lifted the previous ban on transgender military service in 2016. In 2017, the Cheeto that was in office had tweeted that he would reverse the open service policy, saying he would not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity of the U.S. military. Later in 2019, the Pentagon implemented a policy meant to fulfill the Cheeto's order that blocked most transgender people from serving in the military unless they do so in a biological sex. So, Biden pledged during his presidential campaign that he would lift the ban, referring to do so as a day one agenda. According to the article I was looking at, Biden is expected to sign the executive order right after the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is sworn in the White House. And this is from sources of the White House. People are people. It doesn't matter if you're gay, if you're bi, if you're trans. It doesn't matter what you are. You are a human. And each human has rights, no matter what you are, what you identify as, no matter what color you are. You're a human. We all bleed the same color blood. I think it's crazy that you can't be transgender. You can't be gay. They want to shame you. There's enough going on in the world today. Kids are killing themselves. Kids are getting bullied. There's so much going on because people feel as if they're not accepted. If we would accept people for who they are, this world would start to get into a better place. We're all just people. You don't have to like everybody, and that's fine. Deal with who you deal with. You don't have to display your hate for other people. You don't have to march. You don't have to be mean. Just stay in your own damn lane. If a transgender person wants to go to the military, let them go to the military. If they want to fight for this country, let them do that. It should not matter what they were born as. Everybody has rights. They want a job, and that's the job that they want, and they should be able to get it. I'm happy to see that this is, you know, in the works and will be lifted. It was stupid that it was put in place anyways. I mean, everybody has rights and everybody should have an opportunity to pursue their dreams no matter what they were born as. Ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to announce that LA County and all of California are now open. How freaking exciting is this? Like, how freaking exciting is it? Not that, well, I'm not going to say we didn't feel the raft of everything being closed, but I mean, we still were able, my family and I were still able to find restaurants that had outdoor seating when the pandemic first hit. We did for the just outdoor dining experience. We were using like Uber Eats and Postmates just to have things brought in. But, you know, like I said, we did find restaurants that did remain open. But I'm literally happy that this happened. Yes, there's a pandemic. Yes, there's this strain of COVID. Yes, there's stuff going on in the world. But there are mom and pop shops that are literally closing down because they have no business. And, you know, staying open is what feeds them and their family. So the article, which was released, says California health officials announced on Monday that they are lifting the state's regional stay-at-home order, including Southern California, and it will instead return to a system of county-by-county restrictions. The stay-at-home order was lifted in San Francisco, San Joaquin Valley, and Southern California, covering the majority of the state's counties. The change will allow businesses such as restaurants to resume outdoor operation in many areas throughout California. Some people may choose to have stricter rules, and that's fine. They also did lift the curfew. It was from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Again, this is exciting news for business owners in California.
Okay, everybody, thank you so much for clicking in and sticking in. I think it's time we get into a little bit of music. Let's check out Melatonin's Off the Wall featuring Psycho.
Sauvignon with the nonchalant ambiance, calming y'all down with no ambient, ambient easy, stay having resonance. to walk. Well, we're gonna act up and have a ball. Well, get your back up off the wall. Off the wall. We'll get your back up off the wall. Yeah, we're gonna act up and have a ball. Well, get your back up off the wall.
This is Dawn Chanel, and I like to bring you some cool consumer reports that I run across when I'm doing some researching for you guys for the show. And I like to pull from ABC7.com because they like to, you know, they tend to have some interesting pieces. Now, this one is talking about how ultraviolet technology can be used to kill coronavirus. All right. Now, according to the article that was actually contributed by Denise Dador, it says that ultraviolet technology isn't new and it's been used in hospitals, research labs, and other areas that need to be germ-free. But now you may be noticing that some technology for sale in places like Costco and drugstores. So you're actually able to find the same technology that was used to kill germs in hospitals and research labs in your local drugstores and Costco. Now, that's because UV light kills up to 99.9% of germs and bacteria and viruses. And that may include the coronavirus. Now, the thing about the ultraviolet is it is of sufficient energy to cause damage to cells, DNA, and other biological material, which can make it a powerful disinfectant against viruses and bacteria. Now, this is coming from James Dickerson. He's the chief scientist of the Consumer Reports, okay? And before, you know, this is great information, but before you start stocking up on UV lamps, there are some things that you basically would want to know. Now, the light needs direct exposure to kill the coronavirus. That means if the beam of light is blocked by dust, dirt, small crevices, or any other impediment, it may not be fully effective. Also, many of the UV lamps sold for home use are low dose, so it may take longer exposure to a surface area to potentially provide effective inactivation of bacteria or viruses. Waving the light quickly over your countertops probably won't be enough. And because UV can burn eyes and skin, Dickerson warns some devices turn off when opened, but if you own a product with an exposed UV lamp, never look directly at the light. Okay. Again, he said some devices turn off when opened, but if they don't, right, just don't look into the light. So basically, and I'm thinking about like back in the day when you had the CDs, the little light that read the CDs, it's kind of probably like a laser light like that. I don't know, but it's a UV light. So you're not supposed to ever look into those type of things. If you'll be purchasing a UV sanitizing lamp, be aware that the light can degrade certain materials like plastic, polymers, and dyed textiles. So that is some interesting information. Now, remember, there was a certain person in leadership a year ago who made a statement about light possibly being able to fight the coronavirus, and it was all laughs and shits and giggles. But I mean, if anyone have given that a little bit of a thought, I mean, light is definitely been used for certain things like that. So keep that in mind. Or it could just be one of those things where they just want us to go out and buy stuff. We don't know, but we're just all learning at the same time. We'll be right back. Hey, 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 everyone. Did you experience any issues with your Facebook lately? A lot of people did. Okay, a lot of people did. And, you know, we got the scoop over here, baby. We got the lip smacking scoop over here. According to ABC7, we want to thank them for telling us what the heck was going on with that. There was a massive Facebook logout that kicked users off of social media, the Facebook platform. Now, the internet was a buzz about the mysterious interruption to social media Facebook, okay? As users reported, their timelines froze and they were forced to sign back in. It began Friday night, according to downdetector.com, a website and application monitoring service. Now, by Saturday morning, it appeared that the issue had been resolved. But what was going on? Well, according to them, it said, "We're looking into reports that some people are currently having a login again to access their Facebook accounts," the company said in a statement. "We believe this was due to a configuration change and we're working to get things back to normal as quickly as possible." Okay, buddy, configuration change. What were you guys reconfiguring? What needed to be changed? You're just leaving out that part of it. But we like your little neat bowed up, press release of what happened. But whatever. The mass logout was quickly followed up with memes from users as well as a few conspiracy theories, right? For example, this person named Jesse Hutton said, "Can I mark myself safe from the great Facebook logout? How funny." Anyway, as users returned to the social giant, it didn't take long for Senator Bernie Sanders to make an appearance as people wondered what exactly had happened. Sanders memes continued to trend over the weekend and only appeared to grow in popularity due in part to the logout. Sanders memes continued to trend over the weekend and only appeared to grow in popularity due in part to the logout. Because they're trying to say Bernie was like, "Oh, I'm gonna call my homie and he's gonna shut people out for bullying me." So anyway, that went on, but we really don't know what happened. Okay. But you know, it's a big platform, you know, things need to be adjusted and reconfigured and things need to be taken care of and stuff. They probably don't have time to notify everybody that there might be an issue. I guess the only problem is if you forgot your password re-login information, and that's the biggest problem I would have had. Like, well, how do I get back in? Okay. Wow. All right, guys. that's it for me. Thank you so much for listening. And we're going to go ahead and wrap everything up in a nice little electronic bow in just a moment. Oh, okay, everybody. All right. My name is Dawn Chanel. Once again, thank you for listening to our podcast. We appreciate you. This is the Dawn Chanel and Akiana's Lip Smacking Podcast, and we bring you the juicy, hot topics that we want to smack on and get all into the groove about and, you know, give you some of those consumer reports, keep you up to date on what you need to be aware of. Okay. Just a little commentary, sharing with you what we think about stuff. Does it matter? Maybe not. But we like to do it anyway, and we're glad that you're here when we're doing it. So if you want to leave us a message, like I mentioned before, you can do that. If you want to send us an email so we can play your music on the show, we can do that too. Just send it to lipsmackinthepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's lipsmackinthepodcast@gmail.com. Go ahead and drop that G. It's lip smacking, not lip smacking. Okay? It's kind of, you know, got to put that little sauce on there. lipsmackinthepodcast@gmail.com. Send us your music. If you'd like to be interviewed, you got a great story to tell, you got something that can help heal others, or whatever you want to talk about, just give us a reach and we will reach back and get in contact with you and do a great interview, and like we've done in the past with so many others. All right. On that note, we will see you again next week.